This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Wednesday edition, 28th of December, my friend. And New Year's Eve coming up on Saturday night. Looks like the weather across the neighborhood is going to be pretty decent. But give it a minute. We get past the weekend. Looks like first part of next week we'll have some fun, some hooey moving through the state, as they say. Yeah. That's what's going on. 2023 is upon us. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Let me tell you, nothing is a better coping mechanism for winter than a hot spring spa or a Finley sauna. Just saying. You know, whatever you got going on, having a day, doing some hiking, doing some snowshoeing, snowmobiling, whatever, all things get better when you drop into that hot spring spa sitting out on the deck. And right now they've got them in stock, ready to deliver. Grand Forks, Bismarck, West Fargo, get you set up. 12 months, no interest, no payment financing. Use now, pay later. Bubbling now, paying later. No interest, by the way, for a year. That's free money for a year to get you done. They are absolutely the best. Best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. Means you use less of it. As far as energy goes, you'll use the tub more. On wellness, you get out better than you got in, be it a sauna or a hot tub. From Hot Spring Spas, every day made better, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. And tell them we said hi when you stop in there. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Well, the production report came out and comes out monthly from the North Dakota the Mineral Resources Department. They call it the director's cut. December numbers are out from the December culmination is out from the October production numbers. And Lynn Helms joins us back on the show. Lynn, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Got dug out, and life's getting back to normal.
Attaboy. Did you have to do the digging, or did you get somebody in there to do that for you?
Oh, I had to do the digging.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Attaboy. I've reserved now. I sold my snowblower. I have a good buddy with a plow. I'm giving up on that. But
great plan. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, but I talk to people all the time about this because I live up in this part of the world and they don't really understand, even in Minnesota, don't understand what North Dakota's impact is on just the upper Midwest or and on the country. And one thing I noticed, or that you hear a lot about from this administration, and we've talked about this when you've been on the show before, about the Keystone canceling permits, canceling leases, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the numbers I see on the report is wells permitted, drilling wells permitted. You had 65 in September, 77 in October, 86 in November. So it seems the permitted well number seems to be going up. But when you look at the all-time high, which was only 10 years ago, of 370 that were cranking in the Bakken, to me that's the wrong direction, my friend. Am I off on that?
No, you are absolutely correct, and there are just so many forces aligned against increased capital spending and increased activity in oil and gas industry that we're stuck in this rut. When you think about the fact that they're now going back and doing a new EA on every federal lease that was issued from 2015 through 2020, when they basically stopped leasing federal lands, it's absolutely astounding. And the whole purpose of it is to respond to a lawsuit where they're supposed to take into account the social cost of carbon that might come from was one of the gas leases. And that, you know, that's just one of the efforts. You got the SEC cracking down on our publicly traded companies for ESG and environmental justice and diversity, inclusion, and equity. And you've got the Department of Interior, which is refusing to hold quarterly lease sales, which is doing these new EAs and now came out with emissions regulations. And then the EPA is jumping on that bandwagon. I mean, it just everywhere they turn, there is a hurdle erected to reduce the amount of permitting and the amount of drilling activity.
You know, brother, I mean, it just seems to me like these people, they want to do all this stuff, and all of a sudden then they pull up to the gas and they go, why is gas $4.50 a gallon? I just don't understand. I think electricity comes out of the outlet, you know, or that. And one thing that I really took away from, like, the rig count, when you look at the rig count in North Dakota, you know, 45 in September, 43 in October, 40 in November, that number's going down from, again, an all-time high of 218 rigs running 10 years ago. Now, to get to 218 rigs working, it took a long time. None of that, it's like they said, you just can't flip a switch and get the flow going again. I fear, the one thing I fear is that it takes a long time to establish that infrastructure and get those wells and those rigs working again. It seemed that it took little or no time to shut them all down. And then now, I know we're not going to fire it right back up again. So what kind of, I mean, let's say everything gets out of the way in 2 years. I mean, what kind of, ramp up our timetable are we going to be looking at in the Bakken?
Well, it took 6 years. To get from the beginning of the Bakken boom when those first really good Bakken wells came in to that rig count high in 2012. So we might be able to do it quicker now, you know, maybe half that time. But it's a 3 or 4 year process. You know, talking with our two rig operators in North Dakota, it takes them 2 months if they could go out and hire a rig crew. Takes them a month to recruit and another month to train before they can put a rig in the field. And they've just had really no luck at attracting workforce. This same attitude that leads to all the regulatory and federal problems I'm talking about is also impacting the workforce. We got 7 million unemployed young men in this country that have no desire to go to work. We're going to have to grow our own workforce here in the state of North Dakota, and that's going to take us 2 years. So this is going to be a long, difficult climb from that low that was created in the pandemic back to any kind of really robust health in our oil and gas industry.
Wow. You know, one thing I think about, Lynn, is, you know, I always go to the motive or to the why. And, you know, well, we want a green energy, climate change, can't fossil fuels, bad. Yet the demand has gone nowhere. The supply has gone down. We've tapped the strategic petroleum reserves. And now we're going to countries like Venezuela and, you know, these dictators. And I have to ask why. I mean, clearly this administration knows that we can't do without it. So we've got to have it. So, I mean, why, in your estimation, why? Is it climate change? Is that the real reason? Or is there something else a little more nefarious going on underneath the surface of this?
I think climate change is the stated reason, but really the thing behind all this climate change stuff that we hear is political control and political power. And that's what's driving all these ideas about reducing greenhouse gases and putting on carbon taxes and, controlling how you heat your house and how much you heat your house and where you drive and where you go. Really, the base motive behind it all is politically controlling the population. And if you want to see where that leads, you can look to China and the COVID-19 lockdowns and, you know, what's happening in their economy over there today.
Oh, exactly. You know, and we talk about this, like, with farmers all the time as well and ranchers. I mean, the stewards of the land, the stewards of their commodity, whatever they're doing. And just imagine if the government would just get out of the way. We know what we know. we're environmentally conscious. We're going to do this correctly as we do, whether they were there or not, providing layers and layers of regulation and red tape. You know, imagine if the government would just get out of the way. I mean, what we could accomplish, but that, again, perfect world.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And that, you know, that's been my philosophy sitting in this chair for 24 years is to the extent possible, stay out of the way and encourage and incentivize private capital to do what they do. And that is they make life better for North Dakotans and for Americans and for people around the world. And so, you know, that a little bit of regulation is probably necessary to avoid things like this FTX.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But to the extent possible, regulators need to get out of the way.
We're talking to Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Can you hang out one more segment?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to.
All right. I want to ask you, Lynn, to weigh in on the comment from the White House spokesperson about, hey, we're not doing anything. Well, all companies can do whatever they want. We're not in the way.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It's What's On Your Mind. Happy Hump Day. Although kind of a short week if you had Monday off. Maybe you've got the whole week off. A little vacay going on over the holiday week. You wouldn't be alone. This is like vacation week for everybody. So coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com, and also brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And I could go into all the specific things that are on sale. There's too many to count. You literally have to go to the site, whatever you're shopping for. I guarantee you right now, Mike has got some inventory clearance stuff going on. He's got some super sales going on post Christmas. Inventory reduction, if you will. MyPillow.com, homepage right there, scroll down a bit, you'll see radio listener specials. Now you can click there, and those are specials just for you. And your promo code Scott works. If you click anywhere else on the site, that works as well with that promo code, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Just remember that, whatever you're shopping for at MyPillow.com, and the deals will come your way, my friend. The missus got a travel pillow. The small one, she likes the smaller one in the chair that she sits at. Not that we travel a lot, but she likes the size of the travel one. Absolutely loves it. So, yeah, I think that's like 7 items we now have in our home from Mike and the MyPillow team. MyPillow.com. We're chatting with Lynn Helms, who's the director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. I tried to dig up the clip, Lynn, about Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, talking about when asked about domestic oil production, and it was back when gas was $4.50 a gallon or whatever. And her comment was basically like, hey, and you probably remember this. They said, hey, the oil companies want to drill. They can drill. We're not keeping them from doing anything. But yet he shut down pipelines. He's canceling leases. He's doing, that's just a lie, isn't it?
It's absolutely a lie. In the 2 years that they've been in charge of the Department of Interior, there should have been 8 quarterly lease sales, and they managed to hold one for North Dakota. And now that quarterly lease sale, the leases that they issued, they were challenged in court by the Wild Earth Guardians.
Yep.
And they've settled. They've done a sue and settle, saying, well, okay, we won't permit any wells. We went ahead and leased the land one time out of 8, but we won't permit any wells on it until we have done a new environmental assessment and looked at the social cost of carbon.
Oh, here we go.
There are no new leases being issued. There are no sales being held, and there are no permits being issued for the leases that they did auction off 2015 through 2020. So imagine investing your capital in a lease purchase in 2015, halfway through its life now, and you can't get a permit to do
it. Yeah, that's the problem. Yep, exactly. That's unbelievable to me that they have. That's just a bold-faced lie. Like more of a, oh, yeah, the border's secure. We're not hampering any domestic oil production, and there's not really that big of a crime problem. Other than that, have a good day. Unbelievable. Chris, you had a question for Lynn?
First of all, thanks for joining us today. My question is, as we look to the change of the calendar year, 2023 is ahead. There's a new legislative session coming to North Dakota. One, statewide, what are some of the things you're looking at here and as we head into 2023 and maybe into the legislative session, what are going to be some of the priorities from the oil and gas division? And two, nationally, federally, what are some of the things you're going to be looking for as we head into the next calendar year?
Yeah, great question, Chris. So as we go into the North Dakota legislative session, we're focused on two things. We're going to push really hard. One is workforce development. You know, I commented to Kevin, we've got all these unemployed young men in the country, but they have no desire to go to work. We do have a growing population of young people in western North Dakota. The enrollments in those high schools out there is booming, and we need to make sure that we put career and technical education in place so that when they walk across the stage graduating as high school seniors, they're ready to go to work in the oil patch, and they're ready to move on if they want to get a 2-year or 4-year degree. We're going to have to grow our own workforce, and so we're going to be pushing that. The second is going to be value added. We need natural gas export capacity, and we need to start taking advantage of the value of these products and creating jobs right here in North Dakota. So we're going to be backing a study to show that we can actually build salt cavern storage so that we can do hydrogen from natural gas, so we can do natural gas to liquids so that we can do natural gas liquid processing to plastics here in the state. And then we're going to be pushing some initiatives. We're 3 to 5 years ahead of the rest of the country on our critical mineral exploration and looking at that. And so we've got some projects in the hopper to fund some additional exploration work and some work to show that our lignite coals can produce critical minerals and rare earths at cost, because 95% of those are coming from China, and that is just a national security nightmare. So we have to be ready to get into to grow our own workforce, to do value added on our petroleum resources, and to get ahead of the game on rare earth elements and critical minerals. So from the state legislature, that's the initiatives we're going to be pushing. On the federal standpoint, we're obviously going to push back on the EPA emissions regulations and the Department of Interior emission regulations and this cost of carbon nonsense for environmental assessments. And so we'll be commenting, but we're also in conversations. The Attorney General is all in on litigating. We did it during the Obama administration, and we'll go back at it again.
Great to hear. Just so exciting. A lot of great things, Lynn, happening in oil and gas in North Dakota.
Got a quick question. Rob had a question for you. Rob, you're on with Lynn Helms. Go ahead.
All right. Lynn, I have a question for you. I work for a tribal college up in North Central North Dakota, and we have a strong CTE program. What kind of skills are you looking for, or companies would be looking for in a graduate of a CTE program?
Well, that's a great question, Rob. And, you know, largely these folks are going to have to be able to work with SCADA systems and remote shutoff valves and the type of modern equipment that is being installed out in the oil and gas industry. Our companies are very, very focused on emission reduction. So if they can understand small compressors and collecting tank vapors and metering systems, SCADA, and the ability to, you know, use a laptop to monitor oil and gas wells. Pumpers don't wield wrenches very much anymore. They wield laptops.
So yeah, I bet.
I'm very excited to hear that y'all are wanting to get engaged in this, and we really need to get you connected with what's going on at Dickinson State, Bismarck State, and Williston State College, so that you can be part of this network, because we really, really do want to get our Native Americans employed in oil and gas.
Well, hang on just a second, and we'll put you and Robert in touch with each other, and you guys can work that out. Lynn Helms, be right back.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that Title 42 would remain in place for the time being, delaying the potential for a huge increase in illegal crossings. In a brief, unsigned order by the Supreme Court, the justices stopped a trial judge's ruling that would have lifted the measure, creating more havoc at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden, vacationing in St. Croix, spoke to reporters near the tarmac.
The court is not going to decide until June, apparently, and in the meantime, we have to enforce it. More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards there in decades. Erie County executives said three additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Well, I got the rock bug today. It's a rock and roll bug today, Chris.
Hey, yeah. Does that surprise any of us? It really shouldn't.
Come on. Get moving. I'm trying to get you moving a little bit out of that food coma from last weekend. Man.
I'm crazy. Still in it, dude.
I'm still full. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson in for Scott Hennin on What's On Your Mind, Hump Day Edition Wednesday, heading towards the new year. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.org to find out the great work of those fine people, freedommattersusa.org. Thanks to Lynn Helms for being on. Learn a lot every time I'm in a room or on the air with Lynn. And it really is great ammunition to get into conversations with people that have no clue about what's going on with gas, with oil, with domestic energy production. That's the guy. Lynn is the guy. I mean, you could talk to the same director of mineral resources in Texas, North Dakota and Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, the oil belt. They would all tell you the same thing. No one is going to get behind the investment and the infrastructure, the investment in the infrastructure of oil and gas domestically without knowing and being guaranteed that the lease they're investing in is going to be viable in 5 years or whatever. We're supposed to have 8 sales. They've had one. And then their little cohorts in the wild, the True Earth movement or whoever they were, immediately come back with a lawsuit on the leases they did sell, so that ties those up. It's unbelievable. And I didn't get a chance to ask Lynn, but I do want to ask him next time we're on about, to me, if you're the Biden crime family, if you're the big guy and you're the head of the Biden crime family, you're going to go, okay, well, if we cancel all this stuff, that's the reason I asked him about climate change, Chris, was that I don't think it's climate change at all.
I don't think so either.
I think it's ruining the country. It's scuttling the ship that is America. And there's no domestic or there's no kickback for the big guy on domestic energy production. Think about that. If you go to Maduro in Venezuela and buy some oil from him, hey, a little something for the big guy if we do this, huh? Come on. Selling our strategic petroleum reserves, so you got to buy more from somebody that might give you a little something on the side, a little something for the effort. Come on, follow the money, man. I don't know how you look at that and not. Let's catch up on our texts and emails. Let's see, got a couple of good links. Appreciate the email, Hal. Got another one. Did you know about the bank that John Rich and Larry Elder are opening, called Old Glory Bank for true American patriots? I'm interested in using them. I will do. You know what? I did hear that, and I did some checking. You can just search Old Glory Bank and read about them. They're not. I don't think they're up and running yet, but I did read about them. And yeah, John Rich and Larry Elder are founding that bank, and that's a bank that won't spy on your. You know, not going to lay down for anything the Fed wants. Yeah, you can do a search on it, Old Glory Bank, and it's definitely out there. Another email with cryptocurrency in question. What's happening with the $100 million project in Ellendale, North Dakota? Is that still going forward? That might be a question. Have you heard anything about that, Chris?
That I have not heard
was
anything.
That was a crypto. Wasn't a server farm or something they were talking about, if I remember right? Big, because they need massive server space for crypto. Maybe ask to get with Chris Berg's like my guy. On crypto, he seems to know all. He's well into it.
So yeah, that was an applied blockchain.
Blockchain, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yep. So that was their new data center. That construction was started on actually back in September. So I'll double check on that. I'll look at it and see where we're at.
Perfect. Another email in. Hey guys, from Ron. McConnell says Ukraine is his number one priority for the Republicans, as we see no money for the border. Or for our protection of the U.S. taxpayers, billions of U.S. dollars continually go to corrupt leaders and countries. You do not need to remind me, Mitch McConnell, you poor excuse for a leader. By the way, you have noticed Carrie Lake's fight for justice on her own. Where's the GOP leadership on that, helping her in her fight for justice in Arizona? Good questions, Ron, all of them. You know, that goes back to this whole thing. This whole administration is on the take, okay? This whole thing is one massive, in my humble opinion, one massive money grab. Wherever they can get it, however they can get it, open the border. Cartel shares a little something. Cripple the energy production. Go to Venezuela. Yeah, a little something for the effort there. Shut down Afghanistan and leave $90 billion in equipment, and you think nothing came bad? The Taliban didn't have any thank you for that? Come on. Come on, man. A great email there. I think we are caught up on our emails, my friend. Yes, we are. And text. Let's knock out a few texts here. If you like. Oh, no, we got that one already. That doesn't apply here. That's from someone else. We have 10 years to stop the catastrophe. It's a picture of an article, 1972, the United Nations Environment Protection boss warned, we have 10 years to stop the catastrophe in 1972. Oh, I see what it is. Oh, that's, remember we were going to, acid rain was going to end everything in the 80s, or the 70s. Didn't Prince sing about that too, or Sting or somebody? Acid rain, global warming, climate change, we're going to freeze, we're going to cook. Yeah. Lynn's not on, but a question came in. Ask Lynn why North Dakota is not producing the amount of oil we were, and now we have more wells. He answered that. They are not producing the amount of oil that we were, not even close, and we don't have more wells. We have considerably less wells. I believe the number was 43 wells. The high number was 217 10 years ago. We're nowhere near the amount of wells, and we are nowhere near the amount of oil we were producing. Line one. Hi, who's this? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
You talking to me?
Yeah, who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yeah, I just, Chris Larson can't say it, can he?
Can't what?
He can't, Chris Larson cannot say President Joe Biden.
Oh, I won't say it either.
Me either. But hey, what I'm calling about is every true red state governor, if they were really love this country, would go about business as usual when Trump was in office. Just bring it to the max and force the other, this monkey administration to shut him down.
Right, do it anyway.
Just take it to the max. See how far they can go to bring this country back to its glory again and see just how far Biden and that administration will go to shut him down.
Well,
the only
that's
way we're going to bring this place
yeah,
back.
That is a great point, Jim. I'll tell you what. But we talked about that. Remember when Carrie Lake said she was going to impose Title X, send the Arizona National Guard to the Arizona border to secure it, et cetera, the minute she was elected? Where's Abbott on that?
That's what I'm talking
well,
about.
What are you doing, dude? You're sending a busload to Kamala Harris's house, but yet you're not doing anything.
I'm with you. Put up some money.
I'm with you.
And get some oil and get some wells running out there.
Yeah, I said that too. Why don't we just
some of that?
Screw them. Just do it.
We got the money. We got the
yes.
What's that fund?
Yeah,
that
legacy fund. The legacy fund. You know, and that comes back to the conversation about the is it secession of states, the convention of states, where the states just say no more. We're done with you. I don't know why that isn't happening.
We need some true red-blooded red states. State governors to step up and just
amen.
Force the issue.
All right, buddy. Have a great new year.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. There he goes. The great Jim. So another text in. I'm not. It's not vacation week for everybody. Oh, I know. Oh, somebody working. He's working at a skid steer. Looks all your. Oh, you're doing picking up recycling. It's like City of Fargo. No, I get it, man. I know that. It is a vacation week for a lot of people, though. It's that week when break and everybody kind of takes a week off. But I for sure know that it's not vacation week for everybody, including me and Chris and Dean and the crew here, law enforcement, our military, our first responders. There's no one. I even mentioned earlier in the week a convenience store. The folks that are keeping the convenience stores open and then, you know, keeping life going during
especially
the weekend.
Our good friends at PetroServe.
Yeah, they don't have any idea what a weekend is there.
Right?
All right, we are all caught up on texts and emails. Love it. studio@flagfamily.com, text 701-237-1590, or check in, 701-271-1100. The thing at the border is it's insane. The big news is the Title 42. The Supreme Court of the United States is basically, you know, dictating law from the bench by extending this and having to even, they shouldn't even be dealing with this, okay? It shouldn't have to have gone that far. But it's gotta be, you know, because Biden's challenged this. You know, we can't leave that in place. The pandemic's over. But you drop it. And, the question is, well, is anybody paying attention to it down there? And secondly, are they, you know, do they know about it and are they paying attention to it? Monica De La Cruz is a representative elect from South Texas. She is one of the gals that's of Hispanic descent. She is going to be a member of the House when they all get sworn in January here coming up in a week. She's weighing in on this, and this is in her backyard. Listen to what this woman has to say.
We're talking 10,000 people crossing our borders at one time. This is putting a lot of stress on our local communities.
They've got a huge tent city thing they're building in El Paso. It's massive. It's bigger than a football field. Here she is with more.
We just have a sigh of relief that this Title 42 is going to remain in place at least for a couple months more.
But that's barely kicking the can down the road. Now, Title 42 expires, stays in place. Some other law gets passed. Some other whatever. You know, procedure, some other policy gets put in place. Does that stop anyone? Do any laws or new things, is that going to stop anyone from just walking across the Rio Grande at Eagle Pass down in Del Rio and just walking in? I would say no. If I can walk across the Rio Grande and there's nothing stopping me, and I can throw my hands up and say, asylum, political asylum. What's What's any law or policy going to change?
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Rocking your Wednesday on What's On Your Mind. Having a good one so far. It'll be a great Christmas. Looking forward to the new year. A lot of work to do. 28th of December already. Brought to you by our friends at PucklichValleyCity.com. Pucklich Chevrolet. They've got a killer deal going on with the Wednesday wheels today. It's a truck. It's awesome. It's barely broken in. It's a 2018 Chevy Silverado. It's got the LTZ package on it. Midnight edition, which means black everything, black vehicle, black interior, beautiful. Heated and cooled power seats, heated cooled steering wheel, the OnStar is in there. The features are long. It's gorgeous. 66,000 miles. They had it at 40 and a discount of grand off 39,000 if you tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind. 2018 Chevy Silverado Midnight Edition. loaded, 66K on the miles, out the lot for 39K. Killer deal. If you go to, you're going to stop in 721 West Main in Valley City, or give them a call or stop in, 701-404-5788. And if you're looking for new, get your name on one. They'll get your name on one, get you what you want. But the certified pre-owned selection is fantastic. I'm just saying, shout out to the certified pre-owns. They'll give you an instant trade offer as well. You can schedule service, build your vehicle, set your price, do all of that. Get pre-approved at Puklich, and that's P-U-K-L-I-C-H, PuklichValleyCity.com. Tell them we said hey. All right, we're in our last roundup here. Just, more texts in. The 50 years ago, texter says, one before that, we all know there are laws in place for the border. Force the existing laws is all it takes. Or enforce. Enforce the existing laws is all it takes. There you go. That goes with gun control and gun violence, too, by the way. Oh, this government is just, it's driving me crazy. 50 years ago, there was a population growth scare just as the global warming thing took over. I took the pill, had a vasectomy. Well, maybe too much information, but do have a wonderful, very successful daughter. There you go. You know, I remember that, too. None of it. And I always look at having traveled a bit now over my life, that what we hear here, what we get fed here in this country, a lot of times is not, it's not even a thing globally. It's not even a, they don't even, a lot of times the globe, the planet doesn't even know about it. But our media is there, you know, doing whatever. Climate change. Here comes Greta. March them out. How dare you? The way they go. Got another, let's see here. Oh, it's a screenshot. Percentage of oil wells producing. Yeah, I tell you what, this is a text. It's basically someone arguing about what the how much oil North Dakota is producing and that we have more wells producing. I'll just, if you want to, whoever texted me that, text me your email or email me your email address, and I will gladly forward you the production report from the Department of Mineral Resources. And I know it's Chris, isn't that on their website, too? I would imagine that's on the Mineral Resources website. Yeah.
I'll get the address here in just a second.
So a Google search won't get that to you. That might be old information. I'm just saying get on and get the current one. Let's see. Kevin, Chris, the stream of consciousness that today's show was great. It could only get better with bourbon and an adult beverage. Well, that is it. Or any adult beverage. I think that... thank you, man. I appreciate it. Just kind words. The LRC already has people talking for hours at a time about the weather, too. Oh, very good. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you much, man. Appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, Ken. Go to dmr.nd.gov, dmr.nd.gov, and on the left-hand side, under the Services tab, at the Information Center, if you click Information Center, scroll down a little bit, it says the Director's Cut. That will take you to the latest Director's Cut, as well as archives dating back to 2012.
Yeah, and that's the current information. Don't rely on anything Google gives you or any of that stuff. Do the search to the office where it is. That may be a screenshot. I don't think that's of. I know it's not of North Dakota, but it may be of all domestic wells that are running with that many wells running. But right now, in North Dakota, I think the number was 43, if I remember on the when I just saw it on the rigs, the active rigs, but. Yeah, just go get the current stuff. You'll figure it out there. Okay, I think that's about it. We're caught up on emails and everything else. We did get a call.
Morning, Kevin.
Morning.
This is Mike. I'm at Costco here in Fargo.
All right.
And, you know, I've been listening to your show. You want to know what's on my mind? I can tell you.
Bacon?
You know, like, I love what you're doing. You're doing a great job. The only people that really aren't doing a great job are the airlines. You know, these airlines are complaining about personnel shortages and pilot shortages. Look what they did during COVID. these guys that wouldn't take the jab,
that's true.
they fired them.
Yep. That's true.
And now they're coming up short for pilots and ground support personnel and everyone else, and they're crying about it. Well, gee whiz, why don't somebody do them a favor and stop by here and get them a crying towel?
Oh, it's perfect, Mike. Thank you. You know, why book the flights? I think with the airline thing, well, to make the money. And then they'll make the refund process long, arduous, and a pain in the hind end. But why book the flights? If you know you can't deliver on the staff to fly them and get them on the ground and get them rolling again, why even book them? Why even put the flights out there? That's the risk you take when you get on an airplane around the holidays, Sam. All right, we got to rock and roll, man. That went quick. Thanks, Chris. We'll chat tomorrow, buddy.
See you tomorrow, bud.
Have a great day.
America's kids are our kids, and they're at risk. Parents are being told they should have no control over their kids' education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender or to have an abortion. Now Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the real dangers to our kids. Rob Schmidt exposes the dangers of the woke agenda to our children and what the big media isn't telling you. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his special Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked by what you learn. Plus, watch Newsmax for Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and more for the real news you need to know. It's the hottest cable news channel on all major cable systems. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. I watch Newsmax all the time. So this holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt tonight. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.